720 WGN on the road with Dame, live here high atop Chicago in the Skyline studio. And from here we can see pretty far, actually. So and the leaves are changing a little bit. We're out there. We want to get out on the road and see so many things. People heading out to see pumpkin patches, hay rides, haunted houses, all sorts of road trips here. And none better than the road trips you can experience right here in Illinois. And excited to have on a person with her hand on the pulse of so much of it, the director of the Illinois Office of Tourism, the one and only Jan Kemmerling. Jan, welcome to WGN.
Hi, Dane. Great to be on again.
I was excited to see, because this is what we expect out of you, not only to be able to kind of curate experiences for us, because, you know, sometimes you're going to get the family in the car and they're all saying, oh, where are we going? And a lot of times my answer is, I have no idea. But Jan knows, the office knows, and also on the timing. So let's talk a little bit about, I saw that there's a, like the fall color, either whether it's a meter or whether it's some kind of like graph or chart or some kind of way that you can determine the exact time to get out and see the leaves.
Yeah, so we work closely with the Illinois Department of Natural Resources on that to get the best fall color report. So we've got that up on enjoyillinois.com. So you can go down to our fall landing page and click on fall color report, and it's going to give you an update on when's the best time to get out on the road and see those fall colors in Illinois. Because in one part of the state, it might be the second week of October, and then later in the southern part, it might be actually the end of the month.
So what are some of the places that you want to go? You want to see some nature, for sure. You want to see some of the trees. I know one of the places, Galena, has got kind of a historic, kind of an old downtown section there and some places to see. It's only about 3 hours from Chicago. That's one of the places you think people should head to.
Oh, absolutely. And I was just up there last week, and the colors are just starting to turn. So maybe by the end of next week, I'm guessing they're going to be in their full glory. But as you know, anywhere you've got, you know, the concentration of trees all along the Mississippi River, the Great River Road, you're going to be able to see some amazing colors. But if you go to Galena, you can go zip lining, horseback riding, bike riding. You can enjoy, you know, the wineries and distilleries. So it's just a good overall destination to be able to do a lot of things.
I know we've talked about Starved Rock before, because people don't always think, a lot of listeners think they've got to go someplace far, exotic, distant in another state in order to get, you know, nature, right? You know, because we think a lot of times people are in the sort of Chicagoland area. It's relatively urban, but there's a lot of country out there, and it all isn't farmland. And so let's talk a little bit about the Shawnee National Forest. And so if you thought that the forest wasn't exciting, add wine to it, right? Because you've got
That's absolutely right.
You've got the wine trail, too.
So about 6 hours from Chicago. So you're going to be going to the deep part of the southern part of the state. But we have over, you know, 500,000 acres, you know, of the Shawnee National Forest down there, that you have these amazing sandstone bluffs and cliffs and caverns that you can hike, but you can really get up and get to some high vantage points and look out at these amazing trees. It's someplace we show off on our advertising, where we say the trees show off their colors, because it's just going to be gorgeous. But as you mentioned, we also have the, you know, Shawnee Hills Wine Trail down there, which is about 11 wineries in the area. So it's a great, you can go out and see the nature and do some hiking or zip lining, but then come back in the evening and head off on the trail. And they do have tours for that, so you don't have to drive.
You mentioned 10 wineries being involved in the wine trail. And is that one of the things, I mean, as you're sharing the stories and kind of some of the opportunities in Illinois, is that one of the things that people maybe are surprised to hear, right? That we have a great kind of wine presence right here in our state.
Yeah, so we have actually over 100 wineries in Illinois.
What?
So all the way from north to the south, there's just an abundance of wineries located in every part of the state. And now we're actually, you know, getting all these distilleries as well. So depending on what people have the taste for, you can craft breweries or the distilleries or the wineries. We've got it all. And there's a lot of trails developed just for those.
And some of the things you don't want to necessarily have it be sort of random luck. That's great to hear on the food side, too. And you've got that at enjoyillinois.com to check out. For those people that want a guaranteed sort of curated kind of, but yet outdoor experience, and this is a little closer to home, at least for us in the Chicagoland area, you don't have to get in the car and go 3, 4, or 5 hours away. The Morton Arboretum, it's a place that's right out in the western suburbs. I think it's in Lyle, you know, or somewhere.
It is in Lyle.
Out in that area. And it is an amazing resource. Listeners, if you have not gotten out, and you can do this all year round, you know, they've got great stuff to see all the time. But in the fall, it's really special out there.
Yeah, so I love Morton Arboretum in Lisle, and it's actually the whole month of October has the Fall Color Festival. So as you mentioned, all throughout the year, but in the fall, they especially have the, you know, seasonal blooms out there, but they also have a Scarecrow Festival going on where you can walk around the nature trails and vote on different scarecrows as your favorite, and then the trolls are still there, which are some of my favorites. So they're there through June of 2020.
Wow, the trolls, that's great, too. We'll have some pictures up at WGNradio.com to see them there as well. They're kind of giant. I guess they would
yes.
be considered
they're
sculptures.
Giant. Oh, yes, and there's six of them, and you can go out and walk around and explore looking for them. They're amazing. My grandson fell in love with them, and he asks every week if we're going back to see the trolls.
Right, so that builds in some fun for the kids. It's always great to
yes.
have activities, and sometimes being at one with nature isn't something that's really high on their list of to-dos. But some of the things that the kids love to do, you've got the, whether it's the corn mazes that are out there, whether it's some of the, and this is kind of crazy to think, too, that people would enjoy getting out there and doing what would be considered kind of work, right? Picking things, whether it's apple picking or going in a pumpkin patch, but there's some great opportunities to do some of those things, and I think the kids, at least our kids, always enjoy that.
Oh, yeah, that's amazing. So you've got the corn mazes, like you mentioned, the pumpkin patches, you got the apple picking, but, you know, there's the hay rides and all that adventure that goes along with it, and the amazing apple cider donuts.
So I know these guys because they have been a presence at a lot of the farmers markets around the Chicagoland area and even the city. And when it comes to the apple situation, Royal Oak Orchard does it. You mentioned the donuts that they've got, the picking, the opportunities and things like that. Now, Harvard is not that far away. It's also the home of Mirai corn that you hear about here on WGN Radio on a regular basis, the corn that they have in the summertime. But when it comes to apple picking, that is a great day. You can go out there as a family. You can do the picking. They've got the gift shop. They've got the restaurant. There's a lot to do. It's a whole day out there.
Right, absolutely. So they've got the fun. They've got, I think, over 17,000 apple trees and 30 different varieties of apples and giant pumpkins, the gourds and the squash. So you can pick, you know, all the different things you're looking, and they have the bakery, the sweet shop. So, you know, just a great all-day experience to get out with and have a good day, especially, you know, on the drive there, seeing some of the fall colors.
Yeah, you don't have to leave Illinois in order to have a great road trip and enjoy fall in its best sense. And all the things going on in Illinois all year round, enjoy Illinois. .com. So Jan, before we let you go, what is it for you? Because it's one thing, if I hear one thing, or maybe some listeners are hearing us talking, like, okay, well, I'm going to do that. We've suggested four or five different things that might be cool. But as someone who's there in the, we've talked about it, the Enjoy Illinois.com Command Center, you are bombarded with fun opportunities. How do you choose what to do? What are the things that you're going to do in the fall?
Well, I try to get to as many as I can because I love getting out and exploring Illinois. But one of my favorites is not too far from Springfield, so about probably 4 hours from Chicago, is it in the Alton-Grafton area. So they have the Pierre Marquette State Park, which you've got some amazing views of the Mississippi River, so the Great River Road. Oh, but they have zip lining as well. They have a great winery that you can sit out and have a drink up on top of the bluffs and look out at the Mississippi River. But Alton is known as one of the most haunted small towns in America. So for this time of year, that's a great time to go down and do some, you know, ghost tours and fun things like that.
This is the only time that the whole haunting thing is appropriate, right? That you should get out there and experience some of the effects of the supernatural world. You can go ahead, you can do that right here in Illinois. EnjoyIllinois.com. Jan, we'll let you get back to it. I know that that Jan Force One is ready to fly you off to another location around Illinois to see and experience it, as our listeners will as well. And thanks for jumping on the show today.
Thank you so much, Dane. Talk to you soon.